Hello and welcome to the NBS Show Reviews and Discussion Podcast. I am your host, Norman Sanzo. Joining me today is Silver Quill.
Hello, people. It's been far too long.
Yes, yes, indeed. It's been a while. And also joining me today is Jacob.
Hello, everybody. So, we're still on the same track, are we? The end of the world is afoot and nothing productive is being done?
Yep. I'm sure we did something, right? I mean, it's been a while since the last one came out, I guess. Yeah. But yeah, we're still on track. If you've been keeping track of the listings, we're doing this. Yep. Oh, boy. But anywho, in today's episode review, we are going to review... We are going to review the fifth issue of the My Little Pony comic. Yeah, it's just the My Little Pony comic, the 2002 version of it. And in this issue, the ponies in their search for a clue about Discord's whereabout meets an eccentric storyteller who has tales of chaos magic. So, yeah, that's going to be something. So, first impressions are in order. Silver.
Well, primarily, I just viewed this as filler. Lots of filler. It's talking about Discord without really finding anything. I mean, I don't... This arc was so bizarre in that you'd get parts one and two, go away for a little while, part three, go away for a little while, part four.
Go away for a little while?
Well, it was a four-part series, but it took the better part of a year when it should have been just four months. And of all things, really, I feel like this was their attempt at some Lovecraftian ghost stories.
Let's move on to Jacob. What do you think?
Well, I have a problem with this issue for many reasons, and it's not just that by the end, nothing is accomplished that relates to the core or current overarching story. Now, you might think something will come out of all of this because, unlike in the previous two stories, the story is related to Discord directly, but we'll explain why that's the case. And the third reason, it's a bit of a personal preference, if anything. See, when the cover art for the issue is drawn by Andy Price, it sets up expectations that Andy Price is going to be the main artist for this issue, since we've not seen him since the ending of G4 Comics. And then it's just not. So this is more of a line of unfulfilled expectations, if anything.
And as for me, this was okay, I guess. I mean, how do I put this? Like Jacob said, Andy Price art, yay, woo, wow, awesome. Retro stories, like, I guess. Art is by Abby Bloomer, so it's like, looks good, not bad, not my kind of art, but okay, yeah. So, that's about it for first impressions, I guess. So anyway, if you guys have not read this comic yet, go do so. And yeah, we'll be back. We'll still be here. Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed the comic. So we start off with the cover. Like Jacob said, it's Andy Price. Yeah! It's going to be fun. Woo! And then when we go scroll through, it's like, that's not Andy Price. Andy Price don't draw like that. Where's all the needless detail about the backgrounds and that one guy with the pony hat and whatnot? Where is he? This is not Andy Price. I'm disappointed. Yeah. Very disappointed. But anywho, we meet the girls in a very peculiar spot, which is outside a lighthouse in the rain. And we see Pip here live streaming that, hey girls, we're live streaming from a remote area that nobody knows in the middle of nowhere. And we're gonna talk about somebody about this Discord thingy. And Zip here just says, don't you want to kind of send a message to your followers, kind of a PSA saying, don't respond to strangers and whatnot? And it was just nice joke and whatnot, but yeah. So as they move to the lighthouse, I'm guessing they knock on the door because the owner of it opens up. And oh no, he looks scary. But another panel later, he's kind of friendly and invites the girls in because it's raining. He made them hot cocoa and tells them thank you for coming all the way out here. Really, nobody comes here because it's in the middle of nowhere and nobody really remembers this lighthouse even exists. Haha. And he also says, yeah, I'm not very good with tech. I got no idea how to work this particular mobile telecommunication thing. So he sent an email to Pip and told her that, hey, I know something about Discord and whatnot. So, long story short, he tells them about chaos magic that's available on Wikiponia, which is their version of Wikipedia. And Pip kind of says that, hey, if I can read it, if I need to read a Wikipedia article, I can just do it at home. So said guy, does anybody catch his name?
Lightning Rod.
All right. Sorry. So,
oh, yeah, before you go ahead, you may notice that Lightning Rod has a pipe, but he doesn't smoke. For some reason, he just stuffs some cotton thing into his pipe to make it look like there's smoke coming out of it.
All right. I didn't notice that one.
It's like we want to have a pipe, but we don't want to encourage kids to smoke. Oh, the contradiction.
Why don't they just blow up bubbles?
I wonder if that isn't just a cloud. I mean, Pony, he's not a Pegasus, but ponies and weather and whatnot.
True.
Yeah, but only Pegasus can interact with weather-related things.
Or maybe he's got a little Pegasi blood in him.
Probably. But anywho, let me just finish this one page and I'll ask you guys stuff. So, as he sits down, you know, he grabs a book first, tells them, well, let me tell you a story about, chaos magic and whatnot, and a certain mirror thingy. And he starts telling it. So, before I head on to the, what you would call this, a flashback, what do you guys think of the setup? Jacob first.
Well, I'm not sure if you noticed, but there's somebody missing in this.
He's busy. He's a sheriff.
Is he?
Just nod and say yes.
The setup's fine, but that's about it.
All right. Silver?
Well, what can I say? I mean, I too feel the absence of Hitch. I mean, he's probably back home keeping tabs on the demon child.
Doubtful, considering what follows later.
Maybe, but, you know, I'll believe it until I see contrary evidence. But either way, it just... he's not here. The lighthouse, well, properly spooky with that silhouette figure looking down on them as they pose away from the lighthouse. That's kind of funny. Mm-hmm. It's like, we're here. Let's turn our backs on it. Although technically it is for Pip to do a selfie with the oddest attachment I think I've seen for a smartphone, a mini umbrella. I mean, do you like stick that in the audio jack port? Oops, silly me. We've done away with those.
Yeah.
Thanks, Apple.
Oh man, you see.
But all in all,
you say that the attachment is silly, but to be honest, over here in Malaysia, we have we call them Grab drivers or food delivery drivers, Uber Eats and whatnot. And over here, most of them ride motorcycles. So they attach their phone to a phone holder on the handlebar and whatnot. And they put little umbrellas on them.
Huh.
So, yeah, you saying that's silly? It's true, but some people use it.
Well, you know what works even better?
What?
Keep it in your dang pocket.
But you have to remember,
don't text in motorcycle.
Oh, they're using it as GPS silver to deliver food then and whatnot.
Then I think you need like a Bluetooth or headphone setup.
True, but I don't know how delivery drivers things work, so can't really debate on that one.
Well, we can debate. Just that it's stupid, but it's happening.
Yep, that is true.
Which really describes a good chunk of the world these days.
That is also true. Boy.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. And lightning rod seems pretty straightforward. As everyone's talking about Discord. But then we get the Mirror of Mayhem, which is just illiterate enough to be intriguing.
Which, oh God, it's been so long. Who's the unicorn's name again?
Lightning Rod.
Oh wait, you're talking about Izzy?
Yeah, or? Izzy, sorry.
Oh.
Like, oh man.
Izzy Moonbo.
Is it me or does the Gen 5 pony's name not memorable?
I haven't had trouble. There's a lot of alliteration and what is it when you use vowels?
Not sure.
With vowels. That is called assonance. Yes, she's shaking their assonance with Izzy.
Izzy.
No, well, no, that doesn't actually work. But if you don't believe me, you can kiss my assonance.
Well, but still, I don't know. Like, I am having trouble with remembering G5's name. It's just a miracle I can just remember Zip and Pip.
That's probably because they're one letter away from one.
Probably. And yeah, I guess. And Sunny here, Sunny is just really gonna get into my brain because Sunny, I just think of Sunset Shimmer, but let's just move on. All right, anyway, we go into the story of Lightning Rod and the Mirror of Mayhem. Aha! So I'm just gonna speed through this and just give you guys the rundown. So there's this one mirror and it's kind of cursed because according to Lightning Rod, whoever has this mirror, bad luck will befall upon them. For example, there's this one ship that was carrying the mirror and it got raided by pirates. The captain of the pirates look into the mirror and somehow she's dead and and all her things are in the bottom of the ocean. And then there's this one scuba diving pony who found it, opened it, looked into it and somehow got eaten by a shark. Somehow said mirror ended up on land, somebody bought it and kind of fell into the ocean somehow. So as time goes on, bad things happen until it fell onto a pony named Fat Lockland. So somehow with him, it didn't really turn bad. So he uses the mirror and just sells it. Sells it, and then something bad happens to the purchaser. They refund it, and then the cycle happens on and on. So somehow he got a brilliant idea to use the mirror as a kind of magic mirror where it can whenever you gaze upon it, it tells you what will happen in the future. But it always seems to be kind of bad. Something's not good is going to happen, so on. So things go on, and this Flint Lockland guy kind of running the scam. So it's kind of odd that he's the only guy that's kind of profiting or not, and nothing bad happens to him. So there's some curious ponies looking at the store at night, kind of snooping, and they discover that, oh no, this guy is using some ritual magic to kind of communicate with the spirit of the mirror and whatnot. And somehow that kind of, well, freaked people out and got people scared. And yeah, stuff. Well, before Lightning Rod can finish, Zip here is kind of like on edge, kind of like, what happened? Tell me. You can't stop there. Ah! And it seems that she drank a little too much chocolate, hot chocolate, and got herself really hyped and whatnot.
And she got zoomies.
Yep. And Pip had to calm her down, and Lightning Rod gave her some more. And well, gonna pause here. So, Silver, what do you think of the backstory of this one so far?
Well, this is definitely a horror story. Or at least ghost story, and lighthouses with their isolated location, susceptibility to the weather, and being next to the ocean, which is often associated with the subconscious, it's like a perfect setting. So I will say this is probably one of the darker comics, as we witness a whole lot of pony deaths, including one taking a long walk off a short pier, quite literally.
Indeedy.
No, crazy, right?
Out of nowhere. So, too, like, after buying the mirror, like, there's no reason for her to, like, walk there.
Yeah, but somehow she's possessed by it. Mm-hmm. Now, Lockland, I was curious about Fett Lockland's name. Was it a play on some sort of character in another horror movie? We've had Pharaoh Fetlock, you know, making plays on the Fetlock, but I can't find much else. I mean, here in America, Lockland is a city in Ohio. It's a village in Hamilton County, but not all that noteworthy otherwise, as far as I'm aware. I just wondered if this was based on, say, a horror story with a different kind of Lockland.
Yeah, I get you.
Of course, then I'd want Loch Ness, but that's just me.
Yeah. I get you. The name sounds something like a reference to something.
Yes.
All right. And
well, Jake, I'll keep hunting, but seeing all the injury and misfortune and above all death, you just start to feel like, wow, this is a lot different.
Yeah.
Like, so I'll give it props for a different style of storytelling within My Little Pony.
Yep. It's really different in terms of what we've got so far, even from the main line. And in the main line, we got kind of death, I think. Probably.
Well, heavily implied that Fluttershy has passed on.
Yeah. But anywho, Jacob, what about you? What do you think of the background story from Lightning Rod?
Yeah, pretty much the first two pages after that, it's pretty much just death all around. I also don't know what the hell Lachlan's supposed to be a reference to, but does anyone else feel like they've seen this look before somewhere in an anime or something? Because I swear I've seen this somewhere before, but I can't quite put my finger on it.
Well, there's the monkey's paw legend. Of course, there's very little wishes involved, but it does show different things.
And there's also, I'm not sure what's supposed to imply, like, after the part where people just stop buying the mirror and the Lachlan guy decides to just start charging people to see the mirror. There's this, I'm not sure what's supposed to imply. Basically, a mare looks herself in the mirror and she's all happy, and then she looks kind of, I don't know, hold on, let me just paste it. Maybe you can get the idea of what's going on, because I honestly can't tell what this is about.
Yeah, I think I get what you mean with that page, and I'm trying to ponder too and just see, like, is something is implied? Like, something bad will happen? Divorce or something?
Well, given that he's kind of shaking his hoof, or it looks like he's giving her a bang, zoom, to the moon.
Probably.
I think it's a very unhappy marriage.
Could be that. It seems that way from what the story's implying.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I think that's all for me. Other than somebody can't hold their sugar.
Oh yes, they needed to inject a bit of levity for just so you remember, hey, this is My Little Pony. You're supposed to be having fun.
Yeah, that's true. Oh boy. So anyway, let's carry on. So we continue on with the story where here things get complicated. So we get a backstory about, well, how Discord was trapped in or sealed away and whatnot. This is the G4 storyline, and we get a rendition about how he escaped via the mirror. So we're shown here that, okay, this court kind of possessed another mirror and attracts a cleaning pony towards it and makes him steal it and brings it out of the castle, kind of get into an accident with one pony that's carrying a cart of bread. And somehow the mirror gets there, and with convoluted mayhem, he kind of travels himself via the mirror to places until he got himself to Flint, and with that, somehow Flint kind of perish. I don't know what they're implying here. So when he's gone, the story's closed, and somehow they kind of close shop and pack things up. And before that closes out, Lightning Rod says, let me show you something. It's outside. And he points towards a location towards the river, ocean, whatever it is, and says,
actually, I think that's ruins of the town, because ocean is behind them on the other side of the lighthouse.
Yep, but that's what Lightning Rod says, that used to be Candlebright Cove. And it's his fault that it gone down into the ocean or whatever it is. And he did it. And he tells a story about how he came to Candlelight Cove, became the new, lighthouse keeper, and kind of kept things in order. And one of the few things why he went there is because ponies were kind of okay with him because he's a unicorn. And by this point already, I have to say that hearing this, the pony tribalism is already happening, I'm guessing, because...
Yeah, this events predate the events of G5 movie, and considering how G5 has established that the fragmented pony tribes are concentrated in three specific locations, this is basically skimming the line of believability.
Or I'm just guessing that it's setting up the event that kind of might happen and whatnot. Because from what I understand, the seeds of chaos where ponies kind of distrust each other is happening. So I kind of get it in a sense where, oh, okay, this guy just wants to live his life and be with people that kind of get him and whatnot. So I kind of get it, but the timeline is very sketchy.
Yeah, exactly.
But anywho,
although I would consider this to be more believable than what they try to put later in the series. Zebras.
Anywho, so he tells a story about how he got the lighthouse, he take care of it, but somehow, because of technology, that's another leap into the future. People kind of found way to, make his job obsolete, which is bull crap because lighthouses are important. So he went down to the basement of the keep, lighthouse. I'm just guessing why is it there. You know what? No need to ask. Anyway, he saw the mirror and saw how this court kind of manipulated him, saying that he'll make sure that the lighthouse will be their importance, so on, and somehow manipulated him to use his power to, kind of blast the town into oblivion and make it kind of not there anymore, and it's his fault. So that's his backstory, and that's what he knows about Discord and whatnot. And the girls are kind of, oh no, that's been so hard for you. You must have been, you must have been, you've been through a lot and so on. And they ask, have you seen, do you know where the mirror is and whatnot? Maybe we can find clues about stuff, about Discord and so on. So he says, yeah, sure, I have part of it. The other part is in the city, probably in under some rubble. So they take a look-see and kind of probably guess, maybe we can find where Discord is and so on. So with that, it's the next morning and they head out and say goodbye to Lightning Rod, and they kind of say, let's keep in touch with each other. But they take a selfie, and Zip here just asks, when did all of this start? It doesn't seem like you've been here a really, really, really long time. Something isn't adding up. And Sunny here just says, Zip, chill it. And as they go on, Zip here just kind of asks really relevant questions about when did this happen? How did this happen? And questions that kind of, how would I put this? It raises so many questions. And as they turn back, the lighthouse is gone. And oh no!
It was a ghost the whole time. Ooh.
Yeah. And comic ends. All right. So, what do you think, man? Like, interesting story, to be honest.
What a twist. I mean, it's like, oh, or maybe he was never truly there.
That is true. Oh, no.
But in all honesty, one, I mean, I like the idea of a cautionary tale. Guy finds a way to get rich off other people's misery. But I feel like, oh, but then we get another story about a different guy. I think it would have meant something if Lightning Rod really had been Fett Lockland himself, and that this is more a tale of how his greed led to the destruction of the town. So, and this also makes Discord a much more monstrous character. I mean, he's got this whole chaos thing going on. I do not deny such things. But now he's really ruining lives. So this is quite the step up in villainy for him. But perhaps the most frustrating thing is that they're like, oh, we can locate Discord with this. They never do with that.
Yeah.
We never see the mirror again. It's an idea. It's a plot thread that just got left dangling. And I find that terribly regrettable.
Yeah, and that's pretty much the reason. Because, well, much like in the previous issues, I don't know where to start. No, you know what? Just finish it.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure there's much else to say. The whole Zip can't handle her sugar. Why was it not coffee?
Yeah.
Just give her coffee. Have her take a few laps around the planet.
All right.
But it is a good ghost story. In some ways, I forget when this was first published. It would have been nice to have it in, say, in October.
True that.
September.
That's about all I got.
Yeah, 28th of September this came out.
All right, so it was close to...
It's on time.
But it's been a while since.
All right.
Anyway, that's all I got.
All right. Jacob, what about you, man?
Are we seeing, is this supposed to be retcon of Return of Harmony? Because this whole time, if you all remember, Discord was petrified and he sat in the Royal Garden, and when he escaped because the Kuma Crusaders were arguing in front of him, he almost instantly turned the quester into Realms of Chaos. Oh no, what did I just say? Shit. I just mentioned the worst thing that they added to Warhammer 3 Total War. Forget it. Right. So yeah, I'm not sure how any of these events happened where Discord somehow sneaked into a mirror to then be transported away and be completely forgotten. So This one doesn't really make any sense.
Understandable.
And as you mentioned earlier, the mirror that was supposed to be the key to helping find Discord, well, it's never really brought up again in this series. And honestly, considering how much more horrible this story portrays Discord to be compared to what the main storyline is trying to convince us, that Discord is supposed to be just misguided this whole time, this basically doesn't sit together.
Alright, understandable in that part, but from my view on this one, right, we got the story, we hear everything, and then we got the ending, and in my brain, like, I'm just thinking, oh, this is all discourse doing. This is him showing that this is how powerful he is. He's been manipulating the ponies. And to be honest, the story, like, he was Lightning Rod. That's how I look at this. And just think about it. Lightning Rod, we got no history about him. So he could just be a unreliable narrator. So we, the audience, know the history of Discord from, well, G4 and so on. And this is just a retelling that's very confusing. Even Zip here just asked the right questions. Like, wait, where's your groceries and whatnot? Like, where do you go to buy them? And how do you survive for so long on this deserted plane? And to me, this is just Discord kind of manipulating things, like telling red herrings and stories. And the mirror, I'm guessing, just vanished because it's all part of Discord's shenanigans. So,
well,
yeah.
Maybe it's that, but, well, much like the previous issues, this one isn't good, but this one has an additional problem of actually trying to establish direct continuity with the overarching plot. But there will be no follow-up because the writer of this story is not the same as the one who's working on the main story, which means that whatever was set up will be completely ignored.
I mean, when you think about it in a sense where if this is just Discord messing with the ponies, it makes sense that nothing makes sense. Like, oh, I'm just telling you guys to go here just because to waste your time. I'm just leading you here because, well, I can and it's funny, lol. And if you think it's in that sense, it's kind of Discord's MO.
Yeah, but if this is supposed to be Discord that's mellowed down and is genuinely trying to do a good thing for wrong reasons.
Yeah, but at the same time, too, you have to remember, this guy hasn't been talking to any pony in about a very long time. And him just messing around with ponies that he considered to be a challenge is kind of his MO too. Like, haha, you guys, I made you guys come all the way here and get nothing. Hello.
Yeah, but that's not true. He's talked to animals this whole time.
Yeah, they're not ponies. They're kind of... how to put this? Yes, he talks to animals, but at the same time too, they're not the same as ponies, which is kind of the quote-unquote humans of this universe.
I don't know. It just doesn't seem well to me, considering how the first two issues established that things are and how he's responding to the whole thing.
As far as I got. I mean, if each story is independent, it feels like Things are just all over the place.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, so, it's an interesting theory, Norman, but I'm afraid I can't quite get on board. Because the story for Discord in the G5 setting established his magic isn't what it used to be, and he's far more serious about stopping magic from returning. I don't think he'd go on this lark just to mess or distract ponies, because it would simultaneously take away time from him to find out how he can destroy said magic crystal, unity crystal. That's the word.
All right. I mean, it makes sense that way, but at the same time, too, maybe it's just my headcanon going in, because it fits perfectly with Discord's whole MO. But yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe this is just headcanon for me. It fits, but...
Well, hey, if it fits, it ships, right? Not quite.
Yeah, no.
But either way, it's a fun idea.
True. And if we're just going by if each story is independent, it kind of works in its own way, probably. But
as a lover of continuity, I can't help but feel betrayed.
Yeah. But anyway, let's go
so
to
sad.
Final thoughts. So, Silver, what do you think?
Well, I still label this as filler. Filler that really didn't need to happen. I will never truly understand why we went on these larks rather than, say, actually address the Discord story. But, hey, it had interesting ideas, excuse me, and it does make me think of some H.P. Lovecraft tales.
Yeah.
So it's a distraction. If it had been independent of an ongoing story, I might have been more on board. But as it is, this lighthouse seemed pretty dim to me.
All right, then. So, Jacob, what about you, man? Overall thoughts on the story?
Yeah, not much different than the previous filler issues we've been, to be honest. Kind of meh.
All right. And as for me, right, to be honest, like, this story overall was, if it's isolated in its own story, it's kind of fun, it's interesting, and hey, we get Discord, yay, Discord and his shenanigans. But like Silver mentioned, no, because Discord is doing his own plan to get rid of magic and blah blah blah. So in terms of story, it's fun, it's kid spooky, and it was a good read. But at the same time too, when you put in the fact that this is chapter 5 of 10 for the Discord story, and for having a arc all about Discord, we only see him in a few issues. And yeah, granted, we do see Discord here. This is just quote-unquote flashback. And the story here too is technically not the same story that we know of Discord from way back when. So yeah, that's just like not cool. Fun but not cool. Anyway, if you guys have any questions, concerns, or suggestions for the show, you can contact us at limitedgmail.com. Yeah, let's wrap this up. You can also catch us on the Twitters, the show's Twitter account is Enria Show, and my Twitter account is Roman Sanzo. Silver, where can the good people find you?
Oh, all over the place. They can find me on YouTube, DeviantArt, Twitter, Blue Sky, trying to think of anything else. Yep, that's about the highlights under MLP Silver Quill. And those also contain links to my Patreon and Ko-fi if you'd like to support after the fact.
All right. And Jacob, where can the good people find you?
You can find me on the DeviantArt under the username YakafonTorkar, under the Twitter username Tales of the Ashes. If you're interested in reading the story Tomorrow Rising, you can find it on filmfiction.net. And if you're interested in reading an original story featuring anthropomorphic animals in medieval fantasy setting called Tales of the Ashes, you can find it on the talesoftheashes.com.
All right. Also, please subscribe to us on iTunes, YouTube. Please don't forget to press the bell icon to stay up to date. Links are in the show notes. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/mpsshow. With every support, you get a weekly access to review and discussion podcasts, exclusive and deleted content. And a huge thank you from me. Talking about thank yous, I like you, Jacob, Lucky Knight, and also Master Flag. Thank you so much, guys. You are awesome. So anyway, I have been Norman Santo.
I am the Silver Quill.
I'm Jacob.
And we'll guys catch you next week with another fun episode of NBS Show. See ya.
Adios.
Bye bye.
Oh no.
Turns out we were never really here.
Oh no, the recording's gone. Ah, that's bad. Gary.